आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
Australia's Indian population has surged, so has the popularity of Indian food and now Indian festivals like Diwali. Thousands of Indian Australians celebrate this festival of lights in major cities and towns. However, what about the diaspora settled in regional areas of Australia? Let's find out. Brace yourself on this journey across different regional parts of Australia to hear some heartfelt tales of how this festival is bringing people and communities closer. The first stop of this Diwali Express is Townsville in Queensland. 9 years back, when Nick Atom moved here for work, he barely knew anyone. Little did he know, a small Diwali hamper that he gave to his property agent, Glenda, would culminate into a bond of friendship for years to come.
When I moved from Melbourne to Townsville in 2016, I knew no one in Townsville. And it took me 3 months to find some Indian origin persons around this region. I moved here for work, so I bought a house in 3 months' time. And the first friend I met was Glenda Worrell. She's a lady, she's been honest and she didn't know about Indian background or anything. And this house where we're living in for almost 9 years, she sold this house. So she was the first person I met as a friend. And then we started talking about India. She asked me where I am from. I said, South India. She has no idea about India. She never been to India. And this Diwali was the first festival. I just turned up their place and said, this is a happy Diwali. And this is something, a gift hamper, which we shared it with the friends back home and back in Melbourne. And she's like, what's Diwali? So what I did is there was 5 to 6 segregations in that platter. In the center, I thought we put a diya there, dry fruits and nuts and a sweet, which my wife made, and some sweet property from the Indian grocery. So decorated and giving it to them. And then she's just like, what's this? And we explained everything to her. Then I explained to her, the reason why we give you diya, it's a lamp to brighten your life.
Today, Glenda has a collection of all of Nick's postcards on her refrigerator, taking them down the memory lane.
So she liked the idea. Like, wow, you guys are so, beautiful and you share a culture with us. Like, she was very impressed. And ever since, it's been 9 years. What we do is we put the platter and we also make a postcard our family wishing a happy Diwali. And each year we turn up to their place and share a happy Diwali. And each time I go, there's my previous year's postcard was always there on the fridge. She actually sent me a photo saying she shared with her friends on a weekend and she was talking about Diwali to her friends, Australians. And they said, my good friend Nick, he always comes with this happy Diwali, telling them about the Diwali and how it all happens. And she's being a real estate person. She always says, whoever she meets, Indian, she always talk about Diwali and talk about me.
Ever since then, gifting this cultural hamper to close friends and colleagues has become a yearly tradition for Nick and his family.
It's become a tradition for me. Like every Diwali, we make sure we put this together and share it with them. I have a few friends like Les Walker. He's now a member of parliament. And we are friends ever since for 9 years. Now he's a local MP, but that doesn't make any difference. Every Diwali, they expect a platter and a postcard from us. They also invite us for the Christmas. It's a beautiful celebration. Now, that's one way of making friends at the same time, educating our culture with the local people. We have a close-knitted family around. It's a family in a family-oriented suburb.
He goes on to explain how festivals like Diwali are contributing in diversifying how Indian culture, or perhaps India, is perceived in different communities across Australia.
9 years ago when I came here, I didn't know anyone. Now I have more than 5,000 Indians in here. Now we put up a big show called India Fest every year. We had about 25,000 people turn up for that event. It was massive. And everybody loves Indian culture. Even at work, when I started, you're Indian. They only know about Slumdog Millionaire. And I used to tell them, don't trust that movie, mate. If you see that's a slum, that's the poorest person in the world lives, and the next door is the richest person in the world lives in the same town. I show them the Jammu Kashmir. I show them the, from north to south. When I show them, Shimla and all these places, Jammu Kashmir, and they're like, is it Switzerland or India? I said, man, this is India.
Get ready as we enter our next stop, Wagga Wagga in New South Wales. Akhilesh from Wagga Indian Community shares how every Diwali, they organize an annual event filled with cultural elements and fun activities.
Here we have the Wagga Indian Community, that is registered community. And we have almost 4,000 to 5,000 Indians in Wagga. The Wagga Wagga is located between Sydney and Melbourne. It's midway of the Sydney and Melbourne. And the population of Wagga Wagga City Council, based on the last population count, it was, 90,000. In the last 5 years, especially, I can see there are so many changes in terms of immigration. Immigration is supporting for the regional area. So most of the people from Sydney or Melbourne or the big cities, they are moving in regional area. And Wagga is the right location for them. So we thought that we should organize something so people should not feel that nothing is happening in Wagga.
He reveals why this celebration is not restricted to just one community.
I'm in Wagga since last 11 years. I couldn't feel before 2015, I couldn't understand, there is an event is going to happen. Because there was a closed group of people. They used to organize the event. This event was not for everyone before. But now what we have changed in this event, the event is open event. My intention was that why we can't do something here which can give the homeland feeling for the people. The way we will celebrate the event, the way we will come together. It is not the purpose, only Gujarati should be there, or only Punjabi should be there, or only this community should be there. Our intention, our purpose is that we have to bring all together. So no one can feel in Australia they are only supporting this particular state community. No. So I have a mindset of open event to bring all together. When someone is entering in the event, they can feel the way we welcome. People, we are doing the tilak, carnation, you can say. Whenever someone will enter, they will have the feeling of our Indian culture of every the decoration, rangoli on the door, and inside that atmosphere is full of Indian cultural vibe. And people, those who are moving from Sydney, Melbourne, because in Sydney, Melbourne, there are so many activities, people are participating and they are going there and they are enjoying there. But in regional area, we are missing that, literally. So people, those who are moving from Sydney or Melbourne, from big cities, they should not miss that.
The key highlight of this event is the special kids parade, where children from different cultural backgrounds walking down the streets come together to know more about the Indian culture and relevance of Diwali.
Definitely this will happen this year as well. Kids parade means all the kids will come together with different attire, and we reflect something, and they will do the kids parade. That is a really beautiful activity to teach our next step generation about culture, and they can continue this journey.
As we say goodbye to Wagga Wagga, the next stop of this Diwali Express is Shepparton. Ruthu, along with her family, moved to Shepparton in 2019. She recalls how COVID impacted her Diwali plans.
So we moved here in 2019, September, just before COVID hit. And it was very isolating. We didn't know much people. We didn't have any friends. We didn't know how the community is. So we were just by ourselves, my husband and myself. We didn't do anything, to be honest, during that time. It was very sad and depressing times then.
However, she did get to celebrate her first Diwali in Shepparton with her son after 3 years.
Then we thought that we should be, having a good celebration now that lockdowns are easing up. Our son, Arush, he was 6-7 months. So it was his first Diwali, basically. And we wanted to, make that memorable for us, his first Diwali. He wouldn't know anything, I'm pretty sure. We had a small get-together at our place. We played some games, had some delicious food. we knew people from different cultural backgrounds. They were all Indians, but different cultural backgrounds. So they all shared what is their purpose of celebrating Diwali or how they celebrate Diwali. And yeah, we had a great night. We played some music, danced our hearts out.
Ruthu continues to share how her 3-year-old son, Arush, already has an idea of what Diwali is.
At that time, he didn't really understand anything. He was actually very scared of seeing people, so many people in the house, because he was a COVID baby. He hadn't seen people till his 6-7 months of age at all, just our housemates and us. So now he understands what's going. Now we tell him Diwali stories, the reason why we celebrate Diwali and all the mythological stories behind Diwali and stuff. So he seems to understand them now, and he looks forward to it.
For people like Ruthu, who live in remote areas, festivals often become a source of eradicating loneliness and building relationships.
So Diwali is just like a time to emerge from the darkness. We all have our own problems and our own challenges. And Diwali reminds us that irrespective of what, this is the time to get rid of. You can't really get rid of them, but it is an opportunity to find something happy from that challenge or a problem. And this is the only time we can meet and share our stories and, make connections with each other. So yeah, it is very important for us to celebrate in regional towns especially.
I want you to explore the great outdoors, and you can even visit Australia's oldest regional gallery. We have now reached Ballarat. Sanjay Sharma from Friends of India Network believes that Diwali is all about giving. He has been organizing a special Diwali dinner for many years. While Sanjay receives no formal donations or grants for this event, the profit generated from it goes to organizations working in health sector.
I'm Sanjay Sharma. I'm the anesthetist by the day, and I am also involved with a lot of fundraising sort of activity through my network, which is Friends of India Network. We identified that Diwali is one of the things that was missing, a celebration of Diwali over here in Ballarat. So we decided to make Diwali a social event in the calendar for us.
Through this initiative, he believes that the true essence of Diwali lies in expressing gratitude for the abundance one has and extend blessings to those in need.
I've been here in Ballarat for nearly 24 years now, and when we formed this group, Friends of India Network, the main sort of thrust was that we wanted to give back to the local community here, and we identify causes almost every year to raise funds for and then contribute to some sort of mostly health related sort of activity and some sort of cause that we can contribute to, kind of our gesture to give back to the community where we live. Because of more families coming into the region here, there is obviously a little bit more of that celebration happening, and we do get a lot more involvement of people. The other thing that is changed is that perception of Diwali, that why Diwali is celebrated. I used to sort of hear a lot of people sort of saying, well, Diwali is like Christmas. But I beg to differ. Diwali is not like Christmas. It's a celebration, and we should basically be proud. And that actually has changed. People have realized that it is not, something that they should associate with Christmas.
Before you all get off the train, here's a special message.
Happy Diwali.
From Vaga Indian community, I would like to say thank you and happy Diwali to all of you. Let's continue our culture and the beauty of our culture to spread all around the world.
I just want to wish everyone a very happy Diwali and a very happy New Year to everyone celebrating in Melbourne and regional Australia.
I would like to wish everyone a very, very happy and prosperous Diwali and a joyous Diwali to all of your listeners.
The light that Diwali brings with it is definitely reaching people, no matter where they live. While Diwali means different things to different people, it's a way to celebrate and keep cultures alive while bringing communities closer. Thank you for traveling with us, and I hope you enjoyed this journey that amplified Diwali stories of people living in the interiors of Australia. This story was presented by Bhavya Pandey for SBS News.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।